I worship you. we call you Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, changing every life. I worship you, I worship you. We call you Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 That is Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is That is who you are.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter.
My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we welcome each and every one of you once again on the Master's Call. Father God, it's in your most precious name, Lord, that we come before you this day, Lord, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we fall into your flow on this day. Father, there's no other flow but like your flow. So, Father, we call forth your anointing, God, and your presence, Father, that's here. Father, that your double anointing be on this line that's called today. We lift up the speaker, Father, your word bearer, Father God, and we ask, Lord, that out of her her belly, Father, shall flow the rivers of living water. Father, we thank you on today, each and every one on this call, Father, that you meet their every need like never before. We lift up the Artist Life family, Father God, in this entirety, Father. We pray that your mighty hand and your outstretched arm is on each and every one of them, every customer, oh, Father God. We thank you today. We thank you for the TMC call today. Father, we lift this call up before you, Father. Lord, let it reach the masses like never before, Father. Lord, the souls can be saved. Father, we thank you for the psalmist on today, for setting the atmosphere. Father, we just love you today. We thank you, Father, that you're holding the whole world in your hands, oh God. We thank you for every veteran, Father God. We ask, Father, for restoration, Father, for every veteran, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Lord, for this nation and the leaders, oh God, Lord, that you covered them like never before, Father. Oh, Father God, we just lift you high, Father. It's so much that we can say about you, Father, but we thank you, Lord, that you are our wellspring of living water. We love you today, and we thank you for loving us first, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. At this time, I want to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for that, for ushering us in. Thank you. Let me go back. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning, and I am so grateful. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for ushering us in this morning and greeting us this morning and starting our day off with that powerful, powerful prayer and that beautiful tag. I so appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Kayla, for ushering us in. Yes, yes, yes. God is a promise keeper, way baker, and a miracle worker. I know that for myself. And I want to also give thanks to Dr. P.K. Rouse Hatton. Wow. I was just 25 years, and I also want to give a shout-out for my brother, which is going to be with the Lord. My niece also served in the military, so we are just so grateful this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so glad to be sharing this information with you this morning. Just talk about the journey we have been on. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robbins Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey 10 years ago. Hallelujah. Plus, I am grateful to be a part of it. Let me just say we have a scripture we started on. Psalms 88:13, but you have cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we also have a mission statement to enrich, enhance believers as we begin this day. Amen. Amen. So we can visit our website 24/7. Anytime you feel like you just can't make it, you can get on this website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and then all the messages have been archived on this site, as well as our bios of our speakers. So you have a buffet. So the theme for 2020, the supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, is evidence of great work must be seen. Amen. It must be seen. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as the greeters, as Minister Keisha Lee, and as host, as yours truly, and would like to share a word, you may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. But let me just share with you, we have a treat on Friday. We can stay over and also give our praise report and prayer request on that day. So we are thankful for that. That is your time to come on and share. And let me just share about our phenomenal company, which is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I always share wealthy, and you can share with anyone come 3 feet of you. You can share that information. Well, this morning, the new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this artist, wonderful Artist Life products. And that number is 712-770-5000. 704-005-712-770-405. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we also will share with you a bypass number you need to call first. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged for that call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the Power Couple, which is my business partners, Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan, will be bringing to you this morning the flu influenza. So if you have anyone needs to listen to that information, it's so important that we share that and make sure we get as many people on that call as we possibly can. And also, I truly want you to pay attention to your back office and keep connected with your WhatsApp app. Information is always updated, say, minute by minute, because I'm always on that. So it is important that we keep ourselves connected. That's so important when you're doing what we're doing, sharing, helping, and caring for others. Well, you know, let me just stop because I don't want to hold back any longer for this speaker. Well, she doesn't need introduction, but let me just share a little about our speaker this morning. And her name is Dr. Thomasine Pinkins from San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Thomasine Pinkins, a founder of Real World Ministry, Inc., is located in San Antonio, Texas. She also had the prison ministry begin in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. Dr. Pinkins is also a certified life coach. Also, Dr. Thomasine is due to today open a Real Hope home where she can bring families back together. Isn't that important right now? That's so important. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, they would do better. Amen? Let me just say, I would love for you to go to see her bio on our website. It's www.themasterscall.net, and you can get her extensive bio because I want her to have the time to do what she wants to share with us. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others Dr. Thomasine Pinkins. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Thank you for that awesome introduction. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Happy Veterans Day. It's an honor to always be able to be a part of the Master's Call, and I'm just so grateful for what God is doing in all of our lives. Amen. And it's time for us to really get excited about what God is going to do and the things that he has already done. I have a word this morning. It's hot off the press. And it's entitled, Do It Again. I'll say that again. It's entitled, Do It Again. Do it again. Love again. Live again. Trust again. And do that business again. God wants you to do it again. This time, we're going to do it a little differently. Amen? So I'm coming from John 21, verse 6. When Peter and the other disciples, they went fishing one night and they didn't catch anything. So, you know, by human standards, that would have been considered unsuccessful. But by God's standards, it wasn't. Now, keep in mind that Peter, he was a fisherman by profession. So I think he knew a little bit about fishing, wouldn't you say? In Matthew 4:18, when Jesus found him and Andrew, they were fishing. And the word specifically said that they were fishermen. So that was their profession. They knew what they were doing. They had the skill sets, the talents, all of that stuff to do what they did. Yet, in John 21, chapter 6, you see that they were out there fishing and they didn't catch anything. Oh, but look, God says, I have some things for you all to do now, because when Jesus came on the scene, everything changed. And that's what he wants to do in our life today. Allow him to come on the scene in your life. Put God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so when we get up every morning and begin to seek him, today was my day off, but I got up this morning and I wanted to just praise him in the morning, just glorify him and just magnify him. And when we do that each and every day of our life throughout the day, God will move some things on our behalf. So what looks as though it's unsuccessful to someone else, it'll look successful to God because all he has to do is touch it and turn that thing all the way around for it to be what he designed and created it to be. So I want to give you some tips this morning on what to do when you find yourself fishing and you're not catching anything. Because all Jesus told him to do was throw the net on the right-hand side. And Peter said, hey, we've been out here fishing all night and we didn't catch anything. And Jesus said, throw the net on the right side. I think that's so profound. Because remember, the Bible says that Jesus is at the right-hand side of the Father interceding on our behalf. So I always tell myself, you have your very own personal cheerleader rooting you on, and I can just see Jesus saying, get up, sister, get up, do it again, try it again, you got this. And I want you all to hear him say the same thing to you this morning. So this is what you do when things don't look like it's working out the way you hoped for and the way God showed it to you. Number one, don't focus on the drought. Don't focus on what's not working. Get encouraged by what does work and keep it moving. Number two, have the ability to hear. You have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because in this hour, God is going to have each and every one of us do something very unusual. And if you don't have the ear to hear, you're going to miss God and you're not going to do what God has ordained and called you to do. Number three, when your mentor, your coach, or your boss speak, listen. We spend too much time talking when we need to listen. We need to absorb that knowledge. We need to absorb that wisdom and just listen. Number four, have a heart and a mindset to obey. Oh, that's powerful right there. I had to underline heart because my heart has to be right. My mind has to be right. I have to be in the right place so that I can be obedient to those that are in authority over me. Whether I like them or not, I have to obey those that God has placed over me. Because when God orders your steps, you know you're exactly where God wants you to be, and you're doing exactly what he's created you to do when you are allowed him to order your steps. Number five, be bold enough to try it again. Be bold enough to say, you know what? It did not work out the way I thought it would the first time. It may not have even worked out the 50th time, but I know that I was called to do this. Therefore, I cannot quit. I have to do what I was called and created to do. I have to fulfill the purpose that's on the inside of me. And I cannot quit every time things don't look right. I cannot quit every time somebody betrays me. I can't quit every time somebody talks about me. I can't quit every time it looks empty. I have to keep pressing and moving forward and doing what God created me to do. Number six, I have to have the faith. And remember, the Bible says we only need faith the size of a mustard seed, so that's not a whole lot of faith, but I have to have the faith. And here's the thing. We have to have the faith in who God is, and we have to have the faith in who we are. We have to have the faith to know that God created us magnificently, and we have to move in that and not shy away from the greatness that's on the inside of us, because each one of us is filled with the Holy Spirit. So I can't shy away from the greatness that's down on the inside. I have to own up to that and not be shy about that anymore, but move forward and do what God called me to do. So I have to have the faith that I am where I'm supposed to be, that I'm doing what God called me to do, and that I'm able to be about his business and to have the things that he said I could have and move forward with no apology and do what he's called me to do. Amen. Number seven, when you know your purpose, when you have spent time in the presence of the Lord and you know what you were created to do, you know there's greatness on the inside of you, you mean all God may have ever given you was the fact that he created you to be a help. That right there, I can run for the next 50 years just on that. I was created to be a help. So I'm going to plug in everywhere that somebody needs help according to God's will and purpose for my life. I'm going to plug in and be that help that they're looking for. I'm going to plug in and become the answer to someone's prayer. Remember that people pray and then God sends us to respond to those prayers. He uses us. Oh, that's powerful. God uses us as his hand and his mouthpiece to do what he's called and created. When people pray, he sends us to answer those prayers. And so when you know your purpose, you'll never quit. When you know your purpose, you'll never doubt. When you know your purpose, You'll never walk away from what you already know. Even when it don't look right, even when people say you've lost your mind, even when people don't understand what you're doing or why you're doing it, when you know that God called you to it, you keep pressing. You don't quit. You have to have consistency. You have to be loyal to God and loyal to the purposes on the inside of you. And you cannot waver from that. You have to be like the Bible tells us, be steadfast and immovable. When I'm steadfast and immovable, that means I'm going to be stuck like Chuck. I'm going to be stuck to the call, stuck to the purpose, and stuck to whatever it is God has ordained me to do. Number eight, when you know your purpose, setbacks won't affect you nor discourage you. I'll say that again. When you know your purpose, setbacks won't affect you nor discourage you. When you know your purpose, you'll understand why the enemy is coming after you. My coach says it this way. She said, I would hate me too if I wasn't me. And that's powerful right there, because that's saying, I understand why the enemy's always trying to throw obstacles in my way. I understand why the enemy's always trying to shut me down. I understand why the enemy's always attacking me on every side, because there's so much greatness in us, you all. That's why he's trying to shut us down, but God. So when you know your purpose, when you understand that you're called by the King, setbacks won't stop you, discouragement won't stop you, lies won't move you, nothing will shake you, because you know you're being about the Father's business. Amen. Number nine, be bold and confident enough in your assignment and the Creator to do it again. I'll say that again. Be bold and confident enough in your assignment and to know that your assignment and the Creator to do it again. So I have to have the confidence in who I am. I have to have the confidence in who God is. I have to know that God knows what he's doing. I have to know that God is in complete control, so I don't get moved by what I see on TV. I don't get shaken by what I hear. And when my flesh starts getting out of whack, I stop looking at it. I stop listening to it. I close it all out, and I start focusing on God. I go back to who God says I am. I go back to what God says he's about to do, and I don't get moved by all this stuff. I don't jump on the bandwagon with people and start saying what they're saying. Remember, one minute they love Jesus, the next minute they were saying crucify him. So I don't get caught up with the group, with the crowds. I go by myself like Jesus used to. The Bible says he would slip away and he would go pray, because he would go and get energized, and he would go away and get prepared, and then he'd come back out to the masses. So don't get caught up in all that stuff. When you don't get invited to family gatherings, don't be moved by that. God is doing something extraordinary in your life, and he can't have you among everybody else, because he says, I have set you apart for a time, because God is trying to do something amazing in our life, and we have to stop doubting the call of God on our lives and stop doubting God, doubting who he is, doubting what he's doing. When you say that God is in control, when you know in your heart that God is in control, you don't get moved by nothing. Elections don't move you. Mayors don't move you. City rules and laws don't move you, because all you know you need to do is get on your knees and cry out to God, and God will do what only God can do. Number 10, don't you dare waste energy being discouraged. That is a waste of energy, being discouraged. Don't you dare do it. Flip that around and become encouraged and continue the good fight of faith. Remember when Jesus told them to throw the net on the right side? Peter didn't have a lot of conversation about it. Peter didn't say, look, Jesus, we've been out here all day. Look, Jesus, I don't know where you've been, but remember who I am. Remember, I'm educated in this field. Remember, I have the skill sets to do this. Peter didn't question who he was. Peter didn't question the instructions and the directions and the information and revelation that Jesus was giving him at that moment. He didn't sit there trying to debate, going back and forth, what was in the ocean and what was not. The Bible says he threw the net on the right-hand side. See, we spend so much time questioning those that already know. We spend so much time trying to make our light shine and trying to put shade on somebody else, when all you have to do is just do what they said do. Follow the instructions, and God will work everything else out. Number 11, don't be moved. This is good. Don't be moved by the naysayers. Don't be moved by the spectators. Don't be moved by the people on the sidelines that are not doing anything, that are not focusing on anything, that have nothing going on in their life. Don't be moved by them that try to tell you what to do and how to do it. be ye. I'm going right back to be ye steadfast and movable. You have to make a decision. You have to take a side. You have to get in place and in position and be obedient to what God is saying in this hour. And it's going to sound unusual to those close to you. Some people around you are going to think you have lost your mind and think you are crazy when you tell them, you know what, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to listen to the woman of God today, and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to try again. I'm going to have friends again. I'm going to get married again. I'm going to love life again. I'm not going to spend time being depressed nor oppressed, but I'm going to get excited about what my life can be, and I'm going to fulfill every call on my life, every assignment. I'm going to complete it. I'm going to get a check in the spirit of everything that God has called me to do. So when I stand before the Father on Judgment Day, I'm going to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't know about you, but that's exactly what I'm living for. That's exactly what I desire to hear God say. I don't want to hear anything else but for him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, and let me into the heavens. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes, good morning. Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Thomas Casino. We thank you so much for that on-time message. Hallelujah. Do it again. Hallelujah. That's so true. Thank you for the profound words. Simply, you know, I'm just overblown. I was just writing so fast. Oh, let me just come down right here. As you come back to close us out in the benediction for a few announcements, I am so thankful this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for you, the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, for our many, many blessings you have given us in every spiritual blessing, Jesus Christ. We thank you for Dr. Thomasina Hickens this morning, Lord, for that old-time word. Do it again. We got to do it again. When you know the person to help you and you move forward, you got to stay focused. Oh, have I passed that test? All the naysayers, Lord God, but I'm going to keep on keeping on. I thank you that she was blessing after blessing for her all of her many blessings and all the things that she has shared, the ministry that helped her keep her in. We'll keep her lifted this morning, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you give her overflow of blessing after blessing. I tell you, this word has just touched my heart. I got to get back on focus this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for 10 years of keeping this ministry moving forward. Lord, we thank you for their on time. We couldn't have had it any better. We thank you, God, for this. We thank you for the prayer warriors and the guests and the new guests and the artist distributor that joined us this morning. We praise God for the DS De Leon family for sharing artist life worldwide. We keep every worker, thank them, lift them this morning for getting our products out to us. We thank you for them this morning. We thank you, praise for Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Victoria Owen, Mother Frances Mann, and they're growing healthy and staying focused this morning, Lord. We thank you for the frontline workers this morning, Lord. We thank you for the frontline workers. We pray for the hospitals and nursing homes and protect them from over the COVID-19 and their families. We pray for every bereaved family this morning. We pray for our brother, Reggie Flanagan, and his family, Lord, losing his niece, God. We pray for everyone that I can't say everybody's name, but you know them. You know everyone's name this morning, Lord. We bless them. Those who are blessed morning, they will be comforted. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I see y'all, Kev. I'm so excited this morning about this message. I tell you, everyone needs to just go back and share that call. I'm going to give you the playback number this morning. That number is to share with everyone you contact. Everyone needs to hear it this morning. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. We also, again, want to lift our veterans today, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and thank her for serving for 25 years. We so appreciate you, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. P.K. Roberts. And also this morning, please, everyone, we want to everybody to plug into the new morning motivational call, which is next. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294. And our power couple will be talking about the flu influenza. Please, everyone, plug in, share with your friends, your team, and we still appreciate it. We thank you, Minister Keisha Lee, for greeting us this morning, open up in the powerful prayer. We thank you, Mr. Caleb, for ushering us in this morning. We so appreciate you and all that you do. We thank you, Dr. Thomasina Pickin. Thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. It really touched my heart. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. God bless you all. Thank you.